Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about boosting productivity with AI coding tools, specifically using Taskmaster AI with Cursor.
Exciting. So what's this Taskmaster all about? It sounds like a game changer.
Exactly. It's a project management tool designed for AI coding, like Cursor and Windsurf. Think of it as a personal assistant that breaks down your coding goals into smaller, manageable tasks and keeps track of your progress. No more getting lost in coding loops.
So it's preventing AI from getting squirrel-brained. Got it. But how does that work in practice?
Well, the creator here uses a real-world example of a client project ticket. Instead of just having a vague to-do list, Taskmaster helps create a structured, step-by-step plan, like a detailed recipe for your code. Each step is clear, even for someone new to the project.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How do you set this thing up?
It's an NPM package and MCP server. You add it to your project, configure the keys, and boom, Cursor is ready to go. It creates tasks, adds rules, and sets up a workflow. Though, the speaker did mention some hiccups with the MCP server and prefers using the command line tool. Apparently, the project is evolving rapidly.
Ah, the joys of cutting-edge tech. So, you're saying the command line tool is more reliable?
For now, seems like it. It's used to parse the project requirement document, PRD, which basically outlines what you want to build. Then Taskmaster generates a list of tasks with dependencies, so it knows which steps need to be completed before others. Pretty slick.
So, you give Taskmaster a PRD, and it spits out a to-do list? That's amazing.
Yeah, but a smart to-do list. And it's not just for new projects. The speaker also shows how to use it with existing code bases, which is a huge plus for professional developers. You just create a feature document instead of a full PRD.
I see, so it's adaptable. Does it work flawlessly? Any quirks?
Well, the speaker did have to tweak a few things, like removing tasks related to billing and payment systems, and also disabling MCP mentions in the workflow because of the CLI preference. There were some moments where the AI got a little confused, but overall, it seemed pretty effective.
Interesting. Any alternatives if Taskmaster gets too complex?
Yes. The speaker mentions using custom cursor rules as a simpler, though less powerful, option. It achieves a similar outcome by creating a task file and updating it as you progress. It might not have all the bells and whistles of Taskmaster, but it's a solid 80% solution.
I see. This custom rule sounds less feature-rich. What's it like compared to using the actual Taskmaster process?
The speaker actually runs a side-by-side comparison using the same feature document. Both approaches generate similar task lists, but Taskmaster's output is more structured and detailed, capturing more nuances of the project. The custom rule is good for basic task management, but Taskmaster seems to provide a more comprehensive understanding of the project's complexity.
This is all incredibly insightful. So to wrap up, Taskmaster AI is a powerful productivity tool for AI-assisted coding. It streamlines project management by breaking down tasks and tracking progress, while also offering flexibility for both new and existing projects.
Exactly. And remember, if Taskmaster seems a bit daunting, custom cursor rules can offer a simpler alternative. Ultimately, the best approach depends on your specific needs and project complexity. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and happy coding.
Goodbye.